Hi, I'm Megan Taylor, Director of Content and Research at the International Bunch. This blog post is a roundup from London Book Fair 2023, looking at the scholarly publishing highlights. It was originally written by myself and Emma James in July 2023. The 2023 conference circuit was in full swing, bringing abundant chances for networking and scholarly insights. Find out more in this blog post about the key highlights from this year's Scholarly Publishing Forum, including diversity and inclusion in STM publishing, the role of metadata in the scholarly research ecosystem, and more. We were really excited to attend the Research and Scholarly Publishing Forum at London Book Fair, which provided rich exploration into several hot topics in academic publishing. It was a great opportunity to catch up with some of the amazing people that we're lucky enough to work with from across a diverse and innovative industry. One of the sessions was about D&I at STM publishers. In this insightful session, one fundamental and crucial question was answered. Are we on the right track regarding diversity, equity, inclusion, and accessibility in STM publishing? And what can we do to improve progress and how are publishers leading the way with initiatives? The STM publishing industry is increasingly diverse and it is our responsibility to support this further to ensure that people can bring their authentic selves to the workplace. Despite this, significantly more needs to be done to create a more inclusive environment. The session highlighted several key statistics, including diversity being a driver of corporate performance. Companies with more women at board level perform 21 to 27% better than those with less women. 75% of the industry is female, with 60% at executive level. The US publishing industry comprises 70% white and 89% non-disabled people. In addition to this, according to the 2022 Publishers Association UK survey, around half of respondents have experienced mental health issues whilst in the industry. It is clear that there is more to be done to support mental health and well-being in the industry, though some publishers are beginning to adopt mental health initiatives. At Elsevier, only 29% of editorial board members for Elsevier journals are women, and they are actively working to address this. For example, the Elsevier's Lancet journals have grown female editorial board members from 30% in 2018 up to 54% in 2023. It's important to note that the DEIA is not just about forging an inclusive work culture. The content that is generated also matters, including in marketing. Sensitivity readers are increasingly being helped to ensure that content is inclusive. Elsevier are making a conscious effort to ensure that the content it generates aligns with DEIA, improving diversity representation in their content. This includes gender, race and culture diversity representation in STEM content using diverse anatomy models and patients in health titles. The next session that we went to was about publishing IP policy and Parliament, looking at the current and potential future publisher-related policy challenges. It was chaired by Leslie Landsman, Global Permissions Manager at Springer Nature. This informative session explored policy and copyright developments in Parliament and how they might affect publishers in the future. Will Crook from the Publishers Licensing Services talked about how in March 2023, the government committed to creating a code of practice for rights holders and AI firms. If it doesn't have the desired impact, the government will look at legislation. The past year has been a turbulent one with Prime Minister changes, COVID fallout, the impact of the Ukraine-Russia war. All of this combined has meant a year of constant policy changes impacting directly on scholarly publishing developments. The high turnover of IP ministers and the creation of the new role of the AI and the IP minister means that policies related to scholarly publishing and research are subject to significant change and debate. These conversations with government are integral. They have an impact on publishers, rights holders and society as a whole. The stasis at a governmental level has bought time as an industry to push back and be heard. This came from Saskia, the Director of Policy and Public Affairs at the British Copyright Council. Crucially, one thing was made clear. STM publishing is not resistant to change. As an industry, AI is being used where beneficial in abundance. There are some concerns for the future, of course, including who will have input into the coming code of practice and how useful and practical it will actually be. Next was the library panel discussion session. In this session, leading librarians from throughout the US, UK and France covered how international policies are changing scholarly communication. The session was chaired by Rob Johnson, Managing Director at Research Consulting, and other panel members included Torsten Reimer from the University of Chicago Library, Chris Banks from Imperial College London, Julian Roche from University of Lille and President of LIBER. One key thing to note is that the evolution of scholarly publishing is constant. We have more and more research outputs to evaluate and a lack of researchers available to review them all. This is driving the move to use more preprints to get the research out there. A current challenge for librarians is that we see APCs rocketing in cost, making it prohibitive to many researchers and institutions with restricted OA publishing budgets. The library world is seeing researchers railing against relinquishing their rights and wanting more control. We are still very much in an article-based economy, but researchers are poised and driven to help drive change in this to make things more diverse and eclectic. As always, London Book Fair was full of fantastic insights into scholarly communications and the current landscape of our industry. How will the future of libraries be shaped? Are we heading towards a brighter future for inclusivity in the industry? We're excited to find out. If you want to find out more about the latest industry news, check out our weekly roundups, which share the latest updates in marketing and scholarly communications. Thank you for listening.